left off discussing the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Shmuel tells us that typically speaking, Pater always means Pater Laval Asar, but there are several exceptions. A case that you have of catching the deer, in the case of the Nachash, and one of Mapis Mursa. And Tosus immediately is bothered in the name of the Bahag, the Hikshe Bahag Ad Shmuel Ad Shmuel. That when it comes to a case of Tzvi, okay, that really is not the theme of Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa. But when it comes to the case of Nachash or Mapis Mursa, right, those are examples of a Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa. Typically speaking, the Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa, we pointed out a very fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosos. At least the definition that Rashi gives on Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis is when a person does a Malacha, it has to be wholly productive, wholly constructive. If a person performs a malacha, which is eino ella l'salka me'alav, for the purpose of removal, Rashi writes, birtsono lahayabalo, it's something that you would not desire. Rashi's hagdara, removal of that which is undesirable, ooh, that is a malacha, sheino tzrich legufa. According to Rashi, you understand very well that there's a clear relationship between malacha sheino tzrich legufa and mekalkel. Because even Malach Shino Tzrich Lagufa is dealing with to what extent does something have to be a Meleches Tikkun. You can have something that is an absolute Meleches Tikkun, that's true. You can have something that is wholly destructive. And here, yes, it's necessary, but only for the purpose of removal. Kechas al haner. I'm interested in extinguishing the flame, not because I'm interested in any coal, that which is charred, but rather to prevent further consumption of oil, conservation. Oh, Rashi writes, that's malacha, shena tzrich lagufa. Hotzas hameis. I do not desire that the mace remain in the bayis. And therefore, I remove the mace from the bayis simply to have it out, as opposed to a typical case of hotzah where the destination is something which is absolutely critical. So Rashi explains that hotzas hameis, because of tumah, because of the smell of the mace, that is considered to be a malacha shino tzricha lagufa. And maybe that could fit very well here in the cases of nachash and mapis morsa, removal of that which is an impediment, that which is undesirable, that is something that would be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We pointed out in earlier shiurim that this more limited hakdam of Rashi doesn't seem to fit in every single case, in every single case. In some cases, it fits beautifully. Hotzos ameis, kechas al haner. In the case of chofer guma, v'inotzorech elo la'afra, a person who goes ahead and digs a hole, not because he desires the hole, but simply to utilize the dirt. It's hard to argue there, but that's considered to be a maleches siluk. So if you chazer the earlier shiurim, we discussed that maybe Rashi must have a broader definition of maleches shino tzrich legufa, and guess what? When you look at Rashi later, on Daf, Kufav Maralef, Rashi indeed has, right, a broader definition. Something which is not inherently a molested tikkun, but it's only as Rashi writes, Misakein hu eitzel acherim. There could be a tikkun, but the tikkun is clearly secondary, it's not primary. That, Rashi writes, is a malacha shino tzrich legufa. So by definition, if something is undesirable, that is not a primary tikkun. But maybe that's not the holistic definition of Rashi Shita. We even pointed out a Balamor, an unbelievable Chiddush, that how can this be? What about the malacha of Borer? What about the malacha of Zore? Isn't that exactly what you're doing? Hasara Sapsolis, removal of that which is undesirable? Oh, so the Balamor is unbelievable Chiddush. You're right. That Borer, Zore, is an exception to the Ptur of Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa. Because that's the definition, that's the nature of the malacha. And the Ramban of Daf Kuvav that said, I don't think that's true. The definition of borer is not removal of psolas, but rather it is tikkun ha'ochel. Tikkun ha'ochel. And therefore, that's not called removing that which is undesirable. That is absolutely a meleches tikkun. The Ramban writes, removal of an arla. Removal of that which is undesirable, but as a result of the bris milah, chasam bos bris kodesh. How can you envision a malachas tikkun greater than bris milah? So, fascinating machlokas. Oh. And Tosus disagrees with this whole hagdara. The Tosus and Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph writes the following: when it comes to every one of the Melech HaShabbos, you have to ask yourself the why question. Why is it done? Why is it done? Why was it done in the Mishkan? And if you're going to do it, maybe for an incredibly practical purpose. It's an absolute Melech HaTikun. But it's not the same purpose as was done in Mishkan. That already is a Melech HaShinotzrik Lagufa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you are a Bata. So whereas Rashi, you know, has one Hagdara, Tikun HaYitz L'Acherim, or Melech HaSiluk. Oh, Tosa says, no, it's more complicated. Each and every Melech, you have to ask yourself, why? And as long as you do it for the same purpose, so Borer, of course Borer is a Melech HaTzrik L'Gufa. No, you're doing it for the same purpose as they did in Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they would remove Psoles. Your removal of Psoles is a Melech HaTzrik L'Gufa. You don't have to come on to any concept of Tikkun Ochel. You're not deviating one iota from that which was found in the Mishkan itself. And if you look, ooh, just as an example, Saridalad Amadbeis, cutting nails, cutting hair. Well, Tosu says, that's a Melech HaShinotzrik L'Gufa. Because in the Mishkan, whenever they would engage in gozes, they needed the Davar HaNigzas. And if you don't need your nails, you don't need your hair, that's Melech HaShinotzrik L'Gufa. According to Rashi, not true. That's the Chiddush HaRan, that's Saridalad Amadbeis. What do you mean? That's removal of that which is undesirable. Right, when a person cuts their nails, that's a tikkun haguf. When a person gets a haircut, that is a tikkun haguf. It's not just removing garbage. There's an absolute malachas tikkun. And therefore, that's called mamish, a malacha, srich lagufa. Srich lagufa. That's machlokas on a level of daraisa. Whether cutting nails, cutting hair, is a malacha srich lagufa, rashi shita, or according to Tosus, no, it's a malacha shena srich lagufa, and therefore, it's only potter. Avalasa. Oh, so here the Gemara gives you a couple of examples. Sidos Nachash, Machis Mursa. According to Tosas, very simply, this resembles why it was done in the Mishkan. Absolutely not. And according to Rashi, again, these cases are not inherently a Meleches Tikkun, but rather it's Misakein Hu Eitzel Acherim. You know, I'll ask you, why you're so interested in catching that Nachash? The answer is because if I let it just be free, it may attack me. It may attack me, preventing that which is undesirable. Oh, that's considered to me. A Melech HaShinotzrik L'Gufa. The same thing is true when it comes to Mapis Morsa. La Hotzi Lecha. I don't desire that the pus remain. And I want to drain the boil. The Pesach that's being made is not considered to be holistically a Melech HaTikkun. And therefore, that's considered to be a Melech HaShinotzrik L'Gufa. So therefore, incredible. Now, these two cases that our Gemara has, Daf Gimel Aleph, Tzidos Nachash, Mapis Mursa, Melech HaShinotzrik L'Gufa, and therefore, oh, Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter. And that's the Chiddush of our Gemara, that under normal circumstances, you're potter. But here, there's a concern. There's a chshash, no, of this Nachash. It doesn't have to be Pikuach Nefesh, but a chshash. It's going to attack you. Mapis Mursa, it's for the purpose of healing. Once it's knocked down to this Sidrabanan, okay, in these cases, Mamash Mutter, that's the great Chiddush of Shmuel. So the Bahag is so bothered, everything is fine and good in Daf Gimel, until you look in the Gemara Daf Mem Beis. Because the Gemara Daf Mem Beis is clear that, how does Shmuel hold when it comes to a case of Lach HaShem Tzrich L'Gufa? How does Shmuel hold when it comes to a Dover Shinim Iskavim? Both are machlokes, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudah maintains that both are osur, Rabbi Shimon maintains that both are mutter. How does Shmuel, how does he weigh in? Shmuel splits. When it comes to a Dover Shinim Iskavim, you know what? I hold like Rabbi Shimon. Dover Shinim Iskavim is considered to be mutter. But when it comes to Melech HaShinotzrik L'Gufa, but what do you mean? You're doing that which was done in the Mishkan. And therefore that is considered to be chayim. That's the kasha of halachos kedamos. No? If Shmuel holds your chayiv, so how can these cases be mutter? How can Shmuel say that here, in these cases, potter mutter? What do you mean potter mutter? Osir v'osir. Your chayiv midaraisa. How is it possible to say potter or mutter? Potter or mutter? Okay, incredible kasha. No? So Tosus answers, and again, not so dachuk. What is Shmuel telling you? Sometimes in the Masechta, the word potter does not mean potter. That doesn't mean that I agree with every single statement in the Masechta. Maybe some are machlokes. I'm just telling you, there are certain times in the Masechta that the word potter does not mean potter. In other words, when whoever it is, Rabbi Shimon, would say that in these cases, potter, it doesn't mean potter. It means mutter. Because once you reduce something to an issur d'rabbanan, so l'shitascha, if it's b'makom tsar, or b'makom chshash, even if it's not the chshash sakana, that is going to be mutter l'chadchila. But who says, I agree with any of that? You're using a phrase, potter. I'm telling you that that term here, potter, that you are using, has to be interpreted to be mutter. If you'd ask me, I could agree or I disagree. It so happens I disagree. I hold malchshen nitzarich leguf is chayiv midaraisa, and therefore, barring safek sakana, these things are going to be chayiv. These things are going to indeed be chayiv. So that's the ha'arav halachos gadolos. That you know what? Why is this considered to be such a stira? That this isn't a psak din of Shmuel. It's just simply a ha'ara that very often pater means avalasar. Here pater does not mean avalasar. It means pater u'mutar. But obviously that's based on the broadest issue. And you know what? I happen to assume, like Rabbi Yudel, Malchshen Nitzarich is considered to be chayiv. Needless to say, many Rishonim disagreed with that approach to Halachos Gadolos, because you know what? Very often the Gemara will really point that out. The Gemara will say, right, Ali Bedeh. But v'leilo sirale. Now, this whole chiddush of mine is referring to A, but I happen to hold B. Maybe one would have expected the Gemara should make that statement. That, you know what, even though Shmuel is telling you this, but clearly he disagrees. And the Gemara doesn't do that. Meaning, you know what, maybe there's some way you could fit this even into the chiddush of Shmuel. Okay, how exactly is that done? That Shmuel and all, but these cases are considered to be mut. If you look in the Urayim, there are two versions of the Urayim. Right. In one, it's labeled as Simen Kuf Beis, and the other is labeled as Simen Reish Ayin Dalet. Yireim is bothered by this halachos gadolos, that if indeed this is true, the Gemara should have said so, v'leilo svirulei, meaning this is even according to Shmuel. And the Yireim writes a chiddush here that we've seen when it comes to other malachos, but not here. And that's the great chiddush of the Yireim. Also, this is where you bother, Dafayin, give him a vase. The case we discussed now in the Shir Klavi. Now, all of a sudden, Rav Kahana says, Zomer v'tzorech le'itzim. Tzorech le'itzim is Chaim Stein. Tzorech le'itzim is the why question. Now, the why question. Not what are you doing? What am I doing? When I sever a branch, I'm Oker Dovra Mikidulo. It was growing, and now the growing has stopped. Oker Dovra Mikidulo. That's what I am doing. What do you intend to use the branches for? That's a why question, a why question. So Rav Kahana says a stunning chiddush that when it comes to kotzer, tzorach le'itzim, in other words, the why question is considered to be critical. That's not simple, because the why question is typically a question of malach shenot tzrich leguf, the why question, which means according to Rabbi Shimon, that's critical. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter. You're doing that which was done. And the why question in the Mishkan is to build a Mishkan. What do you mean? You're only chayiv if you build a mishkan? Obviously not. If you do that which was done, you're going to be chayiv. Forget about the why question. So why does the Gemara here say tzarech le'itzim? So the Tosfos Rid writes, you're right. Tosfos Rid, Shabbos, and Gimel Beis, the whole Gemara is only leave it to Rabbi Shimon. And we pass like Rabbi Shimon. The whole Gemara is a leave it to halacha. If you were to disagree, zom will be chayiv shnai. We point out that can't be, according to the Rambam, because the Rambam, Alav Zayin, passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Ram Periches, Zomer v'tzorach le'itzim, chayishtayim. You need tzorach le'itzim. Why need tzorach le'itzim? According to Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos says, you see something stunning. And that is, but the applications are not clear. The applications are not clear. Sometimes the why question is just simply a why question. You know, what's in the back resources of your mind? Now, why were you doing this? Why were you doing this? But sometimes, when it comes to certain malachos, the why question is so critical. So critical that cannot be ignored even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The why is built into the definition of the malacha. Where do you see that that's true? That the why is built into the definition of the malacha? So, you know, there are a couple of malachas written in the Mishkan. Mochek, amanas lichto. Korea, amanas litfor. Isn't the Almanas Lichtov or Almanas Lichtov, isn't that the why question? But I would say, don't you see, Tosfos says, it's built into the definition. When the Mishnah presents the Lamed Tes Malachos, saying Gimel, it doesn't say Mochek, it doesn't say Korea, It's mochek amanas lichto, kare amanas lichtfor. According to Tosfos Ashita, that was like a stunning model. That there's sometimes that the reason is built into. And if you're going to be mochek for a very important reason, but it's not amanas lichto, pashup shantosis yunar chayim. If you're going to be korea for a very important reason, but it's not amanas lichtfor, you're not going to be chayiv at all. Now that's a great kiddush that Tosfos has. But you have to recognize that that's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. If you look in the Tosfos and the Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, one of the malachos is Matir. Matir. Tosfos immediately says, no, Ayin Gimel Avdar Mascha HaKosher. Sarachim. Im Echayiv B'Matir Shelo Amanas Liksha. Does Matir require Amanas Liksha? What's the suffix of Tosfos? No? One possibility is you need Matir, which is Amanas Liksha. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is what? Mamish Mekalkel. I just go ahead and I unravel your sweater and the whole thing falls apart. Yeah, you're going to be chayim. Of course you're not going to be chayim. That's called Mekalkel Turin, no? What's the suffix of Tosfos? No, not Mekalkel. The question is, do you need bedavka, matir amanas likshur, or do you need matir amanas lesaking? No? The other option is not kilkul. That's against the Gemara Kuvav. Everybody agrees in a Malachas Tikkun. But maybe only this Malachas Tikkun. No? Rabbi Knieger brings this Raya. The fact that Tosfos has a suffix and Dafayin Gimel and Aleph. Does matir require amanas likshur? So you see that we're not talking about tikkun versus kilkul. We're talking about this tikkun or that tikkun. The why question. In other words, the why is built into. Wow. The malach of matir. And that's a suffix of Tosfos because after all, the mission doesn't say matir amanas liksha. Mochik amanas lichto. Kremanas litfor. Okay. Tosfos says the same thing when it comes to kodesh. Kotzer does not just simply mean severing a branch from its source. Kotzer is harvesting. And part of the definition of kotzer is tzorech leitzim. It's not called harvesting. Lo mikri kotzer beitzim ela binyan zeh. Well, Tosfos said the Chiddush, the same thing when it comes to dash. Threshing, but it's holeich li'ibud. But that's dash. That's dash. You're extracting an ochel from a psoles, which is holeich li'ibud. That's not dash. The need to utilize the davar hanidosh. Yeah, that's critical. That's critical. And if it's holeich li'ibud, that's not going to be a malacha. Tosfos points out that's an essential difference between schita, which is a tolda of dash, and schita, which is a tolda of malabim. When you launder your clothes and you wring out the water, you don't intend to use the water. So if it's malabein, there's no need of tzorech lamashke. But Tosfos says that only applies if it's derech nikayon, if you're cleansing something. If you're squeezing out something, you're not cleansing it, that's not malabein. There you have to fall back to dash. So it has to be tzorech lamashke. Tzorech lamashke. Okay. So Tosfos said this about kotzer, about dash, about mochek, about korea, and a suffix in Tosfos about mati. Wow. So what's so unbelievable about the Tosfos Nefei and Gimel Beis is all the examples that Tosfos includes, and I would just add to my list, all the cases that Tosfos does not include. No? Tosfos is telling, when it comes to these malachos, the why question is absolutely critical. The why question is absolutely critical. So there's certain Tosfos that's true, and there are certain cases that Tosfos does not mention. Why doesn't Tosfos mention these cases? So I'm going to tell you this is unbelievably meduyuk. It's not that Tosfos thinks that, you know what, I already gave you, right, four examples. So enough. No. There are only four examples. And when it comes to other cases, that would not be true. Not be true. So for example, maybe I could argue that gozes, when you don't need the davar hanigzas, is not called gozes. Shearing means to utilize the davar hanigzas. Tosfos doesn't say gozes. You know what that would mean? That according to us, that's not true. gozes, when you don't need the daranigzas, it is gozes. But that's a question of lachat srich legufa or ino srich legufa. The need for the daranigzas is not built into the definition of gozes. Oh, so you know who says this? Tosas naftsay dalabes. Because what did Tosas say? When you cut your nails, that's a malach shen tzrich legufa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are chayiv. Meaning, whether you have to use your nails or not, doesn't matter. Focus Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Whether it's a malach shen tzrich legufa, whether it's not, but it's not part of the definition of gozeis. So that's the Tosas daftsay dalabes. And then you look at the Tosas and Gimel, oh, you know, it's so unbelievable. The Tosas did not mention gozeis as an example. Because gozeis is not a part where it's absolutely built in. And is there anybody who says that gozeis is built in? Yeah, no, chazara, Tshumas Hadeshen, no? The Tshumas Hadeshen writes that just like it's not kotzer, if you don't need the vaniktzar, it's not gozeis if you don't need the devaniktzas. Because that analogy, the kotzer is b'dekarka, like gozeis is to balechayim. Why would you distinguish between? But Tosfos clearly distinguishes between the two. That's something which is like unbelievable, no? We saw Rashi and Sukkah. Lamed Gimel Beis. A person who picks off the berries from the Hadas, and all of a sudden the Hadas becomes a Hadas which is kosher. Whoa, the Gemara says, isn't that a problem of Tikkun Mana? The Hadas posel now becomes kosher. The Gemara says, no problem. Right? Isle Hoshan Achrita. Isle Hoshan Achrita. No, he's using this. He spent hundreds of dollars for his Dalet Minim. Hundreds of dollars for his Dalet Minim. Right, you know. When we were growing up, they had Sug Aleph of Hadassim, you know. Sug Aleph today is like the bottom of the barrel, no? There's Aleph and Double Aleph and Triple Aleph, and then the three levels of the Brisker Hadassim. Not like, you know, the good Hadassim. They're $50 Hadass, no? So he's going to start eating it from that. He's not going to pay $50 for Hadass and start picking up berries of the goods that's possible, no? He has everything set, no? Why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? Good Yisle Yoshan Achrita. Why is it mutter? Oh, so the Aruch, no? What did we see? Psikresha? Delanechale. A psikresha lanechale. Because if he's not benefiting from it, it's a psikresha lanechale. Okay, the Aruch. Good. What did Rashi say? Rashi says, what malachi is this? This is tikkun mana. This is tikkun mana. How can you call something tikkun mana if it's Yoshan Achrita? In other words, when it comes to malach of makke bepatish, the why question is pretty critical. The why becomes the what. Are you perfecting a kli? You know, you and I can both make the same kli. And yours will makabel to mudaraisa, and mine will not. Because your mindset is to use it this way. And my mindset is I want to refine the spout, I want to put on a handle, I want to make a fancy base. So for you, it's a gemar kli. For me, it's not a gemar kli. So, isn't that true when it comes to tikkun mana? Like the mindset is considered to be absolutely critical. So that's what Rashi writes in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, that if this is not on the forefront of your mind, tikkun mana for Hadas, which is kasha, because Ishle Hashan Achrita, guess what? It is not called tikkun mana. It is not called tikkun mana. Meaning that the why question, when it comes to Makka V'Patish, is really, really important. When you learn Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, who disagrees with Rashi? Tosas. And guess what? Tosas and Dafayim Gimel does not list Makke V'Patish as one of these examples of a malacha where the why question is absolutely, absolutely paramount. So, you know, you have to always be medayik in the Tosas. What does Tosas include? What does Tosas not include? Not include. Oh, sorry, Tosas and Dafayim Gimel. Tosas is bothered. How in the world, when it comes to a case of Tzidas Nachash, can Shmuel say that this is mutter? This is a malach shein tzrich legufa. And according to Rabbi Yerachayim, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, Tosus does not consider Tzeda to be among the exceptions. Because if someone were to turn to me and say that Tzeda also is part of the exception, Kotzer, Dosh, Moche, Korea, Makwepatish, Tzad, Tzeda, Tzadzvi, maybe one could argue there as well. How do you define Tzeda? How exactly do you find Tzeda? Confining. I can find an animal. Okay. If Tzeda is limited to, just pinning an animal in for whatever reason in the world, right? For whatever reason in the world. Okay, so that's an act of Tzeda. Right? Your roommate is one of these naturalists and just lachis. Now you go around pinning animals in. No, just rile him up. No, because he didn't keep his room so neat. No? Oh, okay, tzeda. But can one argue that that's not true? Is it such a stretch to assume that just like in Kotzer, you need a Daraniksa, or in Dosh, you need a Daranidosh, or Melcha Kamenasli? Maybe that's true when it comes to tzeda as well. The fact that in the Mishkan they caught animals for their use. Was that like a chiddush? You know? Guess what? They used the animals that they would capture. They would use that which was hunted. Whoa, that's a chiddush. I thought they were just like hunting for a sport, you know? And guess what? I learned that, you know what? When they would actually catch animals in the Mishkan, they used the animals. Or you would say, well, of course, no? If there's no desire to go ahead and to utilize them in any shape or form, yeah, so that's it. That's Tzeda. That's Tzeda. All of a sudden you have this nachash, you know, it's about to attack you, and you take this kli and you put it over, and a guy turns to you and says, what, you majored in hunting? Right? Yeah, that's your life's mission, to be a hunter? Yeah, I'm a hunter. I'm not interested in the prey, the catch, or I'm just doing it. That's the Chiddush of the Yireyim. Well, Kuf Beis, Reish Ayin Dalet. Kol Tzeda She'ena Ela Lahavriya Chizek Mimenu. Tzeda for the purpose of just deflection. Deflection. Now, get this thing out of here. If I could yell at it and it would run away, I'd be much happier yelling at it and running away. I have no interest in capturing, preserving, using in any shape or form. My mindset is Eina Ela Lahavriya Chezek Imenu. You know what the Yerim writes? Lo Mikri Tzeda. That's not called Tzeda. Tzeda is not just confining. Tzeda is hunting. No, use of the prey. Use of the Davranito. And if I can say that's true about Dash, that if you don't use that which is extracted, it's not called hush. So I'll say the same thing is true when it comes to these cases, which means, whoa, the Ram writes. Even Rabbi Yehuda here would say potter. Good, Rabbi Yehuda maintains a malach shenu tzirich l'gufa is chayim. This is not just a malach shenu tzirich l'gufa. Here, you haven't gotten past the first step, malacha. This is not the malacha. Because here as well, the mindset that Tom is absolutely, absolutely built in. Whoa, that's the Chiddush of the Yireyim. And therefore, guess what? Tosus' kasha would not begin. The Bahak's kasha is not a kasha at all. That's the entire Chiddush of our Gemara. Then when it comes to such a case of Tzeda, the need for the Dover Hanitzot is part of the definition of Tzeda. And if it's Eino Elo Lahavriya Chezek Imenu, that's not called Tzeda. That's not called Tzeda. Somebody really protests hunting, right? And he says, how in the world did you catch that animal? I say, that animal attacked me. So maybe these guys are like beyond. No, a normal thinking person would say, that's reasonable, right? That's reasonable. You're not wearing a mink coat. You're not wearing leather shoes. But you know what? You're attacked. I understand. You can save your life. You're not in order to, you know, maybe they'd agree that there's a hierarchy of, you know, at least have pictures, right? Save the whales, save the polar bears, and all these homeless people are in the subways, like, without any food. After we save the whales, maybe we'll feed some of the people who are, maybe there's a hierarchy in terms of, Chaviv HaSa'adam and Selam Elokim and that, So, Tosus doesn't say this. Yeah, and Tosus and Apayan Dalit as well does not write this in his list. No? Whoa. When Tosus is telling you, there are going to be certain cases where he doesn't include Seidel. Ooh, Tosus Daf Gimel. Because, no, Seidel is an issue of Melacha, Tzrich Neo, Tzrich Lagufa. Wow. That's such a Kiddush of the Yireim. I'll tell you what the Yireim doesn't continue with, but maybe the Yireim thought, maybe this was more obvious. Oh, but the Rebbe doesn't. That would answer Hikshvag Shmuel HaShmuel in the case of Tzedas Nachash. But what about Mapis Mursa? What about the next case? No? What about the next case of Mapis Mursa? Interesting, the Rebbe doesn't address that. Maybe if you ask the Urayim, you know what the Urayim would say to you? Well, of course I don't have to address that. I have to tell you about Mapis Mursa. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, the Daf Lamed Gimel. Because Mapis Mursa is Makabe Patish. You need me to tell you that if there's no intent for Tikkun Mana, it's not called Makabe Patish. You need me to tell you that if it's Eino El Afriya Chizik Imenu, it's not called Seidel. But you don't need me to tell you that that's true. No? Your friend tells you, there's a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Gimel. So you're going to get up there in your Dvar Torah, instead of saying it's a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Gimel, you're going to say, no, I have to say something B'Shem Omro. So my friend told me it's a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Gimel. Right? So I would tell you, you can skip your friend. Right? That's not Shem Omro. No, it's a Gemara. No? So you don't necessarily have to say that, he told me it's a Gemara. No? The Mesifta told me it's a Gemara. Arisco told me it's a Gemara. No, you can say it. It's a Gemara. No, I think you're okay. You're okay with it. No? So, is there a Gemara that's Seida? No, there's not. Oh, so Mamish B'Shem Omer, that's a Chiddush of the Yireim. But for Mapis Mursa, where it's a Tikkun Mana issue. Boner, Tikkun Mana, let's assume Tikkun Mana. Tikkun Mana issue. What, you have to tell you that you're only chayav for Tikkun Mana if the mindset is Tikkun Mana? What do you mean? Rashi writes it's Pashur Psham the Gemara. Of Yisrael Shana Chrita. And maybe the Yireim was not bothered by the case of Mapis Mors at all. When it comes to Tzedah, that's considered to be a Chiddush. Maybe there's no Shem Omro. I will tell you something important about the Shem Omro, no? It's always important to say the member in the name of Tzedso. And who is the Baal HaMemra of? Okay. Of Kol HaMemra Shem Omro? Most people don't know, which I think is ironic. No, you have to straighten that out. No? I guess. No? Okay. So, right. Amar Lazar Rabbi Chanina. It's quite important to mention him in that statement, no? Otherwise, okay. So, Chiddush. This Chiddush is Mefurish in the Rambam as well. We saw this Rambam before, now Hilchos Shabbos. Berat Gebeis Halach Habeis. The Rambam writes the following. Mechaba Gacheles Shel Mateches. A person goes ahead, you have, right, Mateches, which is burning hot. And you go ahead and you cool it down. You cool down a burning hot piece of iron. So in that case, you're butter. Kibui alone, in that fashion, is butter. But the Rambam writes, V'im niskavein letzarev. But if your intent in cooling it down is to forge, that's how you forge iron, that's how you forge steel. V'im niskavein letzarev chayev. So the Magid Mishnah immediately jumps. No? Why im niskavin letzarev? When you cool it down, that's what happens, no? When you have something that's so hot and you cool it down, it hardens. So why does the Rambam add those words? V'mniskavim l'tzariv. What, as opposed to what? As opposed to if it didn't reach that hot temperature? So let the Rambam just simply take out the word niskavim. V'im tzirif, if it was so hot that by cooling it down, it hardened it, you're chayim. What do you mean niskavim? Niskavim l'tzariv. That one word in the Rambam, niskavim. Why niskavim? If it's so hot and you cool it down, so that's what happens. You're hardening the steel. So my commissioner writes, exactly this point. What exactly does that mean? Tziruf. A tikkun mana. Tikkun mana. Tikkun mana requires that element of the Kavana Sagavra. How can it be unintended tikkun mana? So, what Rashi, Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel, Mike Mishra, is that the Shita Saramba? Maybe one could argue that's even true when it comes to a case of Mappius Morris as well. That the Kavana is considered that which is critical. L'chor, that's the Reim. Because the Reim is telling you, the Kash of the Bahag doesn't even begin because Seder requires that you need the Davar Nitzot. Yeah, but it wasn't just in Seder. It's also the case of Mappius Morris as well. Apparently the Reim maintains, obviously, what is true there is also true here. It's also true. That's the Chiddush of the Reim Shita. The Reim Shita. You know, when you look in Reb Chaim in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, and I would tell you, I think even Reb Chaim will admit to this distinction. Because Reb Chaim points out the following. If you have, for example, a case of Mappius Morris, why is that called the Malacha Shina Tzrich Lagufa? Why isn't that called the Davar Shina Miskavi? Why isn't that called the Davar Shina Miskavi? You know, we usually argue, although those are different realms, no? If I were to say it just in simple words in English, Davar Sheni Miskavein is the what question. And Malach Sheni Tzrich L'Guf is the why question. No? Davar Sheni Miskavein means, I turn to you, what are you doing? What are you doing? The guy tells me, well, I'm dragging a bench. No, you're not dragging the bench, you just ruined my lawn. No? You just ruined my lawn. You just plowed up the whole lawn. No? That's like a what question. What are you doing? What are you doing? And Moshe's review is like the why question. The why question, like why are you doing so? What are you doing? I'm digging a hole. The question, well, why in the world are you digging a hole? The answer is because Tzarech Lafra. Maybe the answer could be is because I need a hole. Because I'm using the hole as a foundation of, I'm using the hole to plant a tree, or no, I couldn't care less about the hole. It's just that, Tzarech Lafara, okay, that's the why question. So Reb Chaim raised the following issue, that why is it so obvious, in the case of Mappius Morris, that this is called the Malacha Shina Tzrich L'Gufa? Maybe this should mamish be a Davar Sheni Miskavei. And Reb Chaim even argues as follows. And even if you tell me that secretion, that yes, when you are indeed lancing a boil, you are lancing a boil. But Reb Chaim points out, don't forget the Arug Shita, that secretion Lechle is water. And everyone agrees that secretion Lechle is not Chayyid. That's the Gemara of Kokimo. Why do we call this a Malach Shina Tzrich L'Gufa? And maybe one could argue the same thing as when it comes at Tzedas Nachash. Why is this called a Malach Shina Tzrich L'Gufa? Why question? Maybe it's the what question. The what question. The what question I would say, ooh, like the Yireim, that this is part of the definition of the Malacha. See, you know, Reb Chaim answers, pretty unbelievable. Ein achinami. The case of Tzidas Nachash, the case of Matis Mursa, is an issue of Darushin Miskavi. It's a Darushin Miskavi. And if you tell me that these are cases of Psikreshna, you have a Psikreshna Echale. There's no absolutely chusav, lo silecha, that you're not utilizing the Pesach in a typical way where that would be its nichusa. And the same thing when it comes to Tzidas Nachash as well. If that's true, you're going to grant this premise. That here, what we would have thought is the why question is so inherent, it's a what question. And this is the Dabar Shinim Yiskavim. So guess what? All question falls away, no? What's the kasha? That Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Lachshinu Tzrich L'gufa? Yeah, but Shmuel passes like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Rabbi Shimon Miskavim. You know, if you're asking me, if the Bali Amemra would be Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, okay, you're right, it's not going to help me. No, but the Bali Amemra here are Rabbi and Shmuel. And even though it's true that Shmuel says that Lachshinu Tzrich L'gufa, yeah, take a look at the very Gemara, not look at Tosus, or Perakira. Davar Shinim Yiskavim Savak Rabbi Shimon. Malach Shinim Yisrael Gufa Savak Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe that's exactly the answer. This is not a Malach Shinim Yisrael Gufa. This is a Davar Shinim Yiskavim, because again, the line is blurred between the what and the why. What I felt was only a what question. No. Here, that's so inherent too. Rabbi Shimon maintained this is a Davar Shinim Yiskavim. So why in the world, like, it doesn't talk. You know what's so difficult with this possibility? Because it's just against everything. No? It's against everything. Because the Gemara that Tosfos quotes, Kuf Zayin, this is a Gemara that says that Map is more than Sinat Nachash is Mutter because it's a Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa. You're going to say, maybe it's a Rosh HaMiskavim. Wrong. You know? You know, you learn at such a slow pace. Maybe this, I'm going to tell you, yeah, but the next daf says no. No? Maybe you'll think this, yeah, but the next parak says no. No? So maybe you're going to say daf membeis, that's only because you didn't get to Kuf Zayin. No? On Kuf Zayin, it says you're wrong. On Kuf Zayin, it says that Seydas Nacha Shemapis Mursas, Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa. It's the heter of Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa, the why question. It's not the what question. Maybe it's the what question. No, you're wrong. It's not. It's against the Gemara. Oh, so Chaim points out, yeah, but look at that Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin. Who is the Bala Memra? Who is the Bala Memra? Rav. Who holds the opposite of Shmuel? Rav maintains that a Davar Shinim Yiskavim, I'm going to hold like Rav Yehuda Shita. But Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa, I'm going to hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rav and Shmuel have opposite Piskei Din in the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Whereas Shmuel maintains Davar Shinim Yiskavim and Rabbi Shimon. Mashenkim Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa, Rav maintains the opposite is true. The Davar Shinim Yiskavim I'm going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Mashenkim Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa. Whoa. So how would Rav understand any Ptur of Seydas Nachash and Mappis Mursa? But Davar Shinim Yiskavim, he holds Davar Shinim Yiskavim holds his asar. Rav must assume, that if there's a ptur of Seydas Nachash and Mappis Mursa because of the Tsar, you have no choice other than to label it as a Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa. But Shmuel would not buy into this at all. Shmuel would argue that's not true. Here, that reason is so much part of. This is a what question? This is a Davar Shinim Yiskavim question. This is not a Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa question. And therefore, Shmuel would argue that Here, Pater is Mutter. Here, Pater is Mutter. And the Rambam splits like Shmuel. Even though the Rambam assumes that Lashon HaZrich is, no, but Davar Sheni Miskavi. Is something which is mutter. And maybe that's why the Rambam Perek Yud writes that Tzedas Nachash, Mapis Morsa. You know, these cases are mutter because, oh, these are cases of Davar Sheni Miskavi. Well, that's the Bir Rav Chaim. I would say it's related very much to the Urim in the sense that where do you draw the line between the what and the why? Do you say when a person goes out and captures an Nachash and he's not interested in, that's a Darshan Mishkan of Tzeda? Or that's deliberate Tzeda? But why is he? Why is he catching that animal? The answer is just to, you know, deflect. Not to partake. But that's very important. You see that Yerayim, it's like stunning, stunning. All of this against Tosus, who assumes, no, this is only a single p'tur of Lashon HaTzrich L'Gufa. And how Maduyik then? When Tosus and Dafein Gobeis points out like these exceptional malachos, would not dare include Seda. Because the Gemara says that Sadnacha, Shmapis Morsa, is Lashon HaTzrich L'Gufa. Yes, the Tosus is not going to include Boner, Makve Patish, or Seda, right, this entire list. Right, then yesterday, Shuklali, so he mentioned a very different approach. Maybe one could argue there's nothing unique about Seda, nothing unique about these malachos, but these malachos, the Av Malacha. But are we dealing with an Av Malacha? Are we dealing with an Av Malacha? Sidas Nachash, Mapis Morsa. Or are these only toldos? Hach tahavi v'mishkan chashiva. At least in terms of what is an av and what is a toldo. Yet, Tzidas Nachash was found in the Mishkan. Mapis Morsa was found in the Mishkan. Bona was found in the Mishkan. But Mapis Morsa is like a far cry from. I don't think intuitively you would tell someone that Mapis Morsa is obviously a Bona issue. Obviously a bone issue. Is that so obvious? Yeah, when you go ahead and you assess what are the characteristics of. Yeah, I understand, you know. Tosus discusses, hey Amadala, Dramasla Barode. You know? Layering cheese is a toldo bone. Because bone is a maleches chibur. So when you layer cheese, you know what? You're taking layers and you're putting it together as a single unit. So Magaben Gvina is a toldo bone. So Tosus has such an unbelievable kasha. It's unbelievable. We spent a lot of time Beitza Daf Yud Beis Mitoch. So since layering cheese is Litzorach Achila, bone should be called Malachis Elcho Nefesh. And why don't you go ahead and build a house on Yantiv? So Tosus says, V'yeshlomar da'aser midrabanan da'havi uvde da'chot. Whoa. That's like unbelievable, no? Right? Building a house on Yantif is like uvde da'chot. It's like ping ping pong, no? It's like uvde da'chot. You know? I wouldn't do it. No? Bone. Since it's mutter, v'tzorach melechas elcho nefesh, it should be mutter, v'tzorach binyan habayis. It sounds so unusual. No? This is the Av Malacha Bonis Mapis Morsa. Tolda. Right? And then again, that whole shir. Is it so obvious that there's a chi of Daraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda, but Tolda Sheinot Tzrich L'Gufa? Is that so obvious? Because if I were to ask Rabbi Yehuda, why in the world does Malach Sheinot Tzrich L'Gufa chai? I think what he would tell me is, "What? Like, who are you? You know, if you're thinking this, you're thinking that, you're doing that which was done in the Mishkan. And the Torah tells us, you cannot do on Shabbos that which was done in the Mishkan. So you're going to come up with every excuse, but I'm doing it for this, not doing it for that. You cannot do that which was done in the Mishkan. Finished. Lo sasa cho malacha means lo sasa malachas ha-mishkan. And that's what you're doing. Atolda was not found in the Mishkan. And the only thing that links the Tolda to the Av is its purpose, its essence, its malachas machsheves. So a Tolda which is not being done for the purpose of the Av, maybe I would argue that that's so far removed. That's so far removed. Two great, 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 great chiddushim. Chiddush number one, that cannot be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. And chiddush number two, that cannot be a malacha d'rabbanan, even according to Rabbi Shimon. It's so far removed from. Maybe the most you can argue, is it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. Because a gzeira d'rabbanan is shemayavo. That, you know, maybe it could lead to, right? If you play music, it can lead to. Shemisak and klishir. No, it's not. Matke v'patish. Shemayavo. Can lead to. So it can lead to. No, but you're going to call this a malacha d'rabbanan. A malacha d'rabbanan. A gzeira d'rabbanan. A gzeira d'rabbanan. And maybe in these cases, no one's going to argue that this is chayv. Maybe in Rabbi Yehuda. And no one's going to argue that it's an avera chamura midrabanan. It's a gzeira drabanan. And a gzeira drabanan is mutter b'makom choleshin v'sakana. And a gzeira drabanan is mutter b'makom tsar very often. And a gzeira drabanan is mutter in Mapis Mursa, simply the Hotzi Leicha. You don't have to take out the firing guns, now the sophisticated artillery. You're only dealing with a Gzeira Drabanan, not a Malacha Drabanan, and certainly not a Yisadarais, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, is it a stira? Is it a stira at all? That's incredible possibility. Timyashiv the stira. And we pointed out that's the Meiris Kasha, Chavtesim Abeis, Lamanam Aleph, is a Malacha Sheno Tzrich Lagufa Mutter B'Makom Chol Hashen V'Sakam. Daf Gimel Yes, Daf Chavtes Kibui No. Oh, maybe that's exactly the answer. Kibui is one of the Lamatas Malachas. Even if it's a Malacha Sheno Tzrich Lagufa, according to Rabbi Shimon. But that's a very Chamor Issa Dravana. You know, you're doing exactly that which is found in the Mishnah. Mashenki Mapis Mursa, Tolda Shinot Tzrich Lagufa. I'm even surprised that Tolda Shinot Tzrich could be Aser. And if it's Aser, the most it is a Gzeira. And Gzeira Aser Mutter Makom Chol Hashen V'Sakana. Mashenki, when it comes to Malacha, which is Aser, Makom Chol Hashen V'Sakana. So that's a pretty heavy, heavy issue. Right? If you haven't really gone through this, you know, in terms of that distinction, Malachos, Gzeiros, you know, there's a very important Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger, Simon Chavches. Rabbi Kiveger makes this distinction. Not all Isurei Drabanan are created equal. Certain Isurei Drabanan, they're mamish, kein daraisa. Like Disha Shlobi Lekarka, it's mamish and akdadash. Does it really matter whether I'm squeezing the milk out of the cow or the tcheles out of the chilazon? Yeah, it really does matter. Because a cow might be gdule karka, the Rambam. And a fish is not gdule karka. But does that really mean that these acts are worlds apart? Worlds apart. A malacha daraisa, a malacha darabana. But sometimes you only have gzeros. Rabbi Kiveger, in the Tshuvin, Sim Chavches writes an incredible chiddush. Right, there's something which is called, not to discuss this a little bit, trade rabbanon, as opposed to something which is called a gzeira l'gzeira. And to understand the difference, Rabbi Kiveger writes, this is pretty essential. Right, what is the nature of these yisurei rabbanon that we're dealing with? Malachos Drabanan, Gzeras Drabanan, like really important. It's a pretty fundamental distinction. Okay, so we'll just see that, maybe just out that Ha'ara Rabbi Kimeger. Then we'll go on to, no, Sunday Ba'asosa, Shnayim Shasu. All right, take a look at this Gemara. The Gemara Shabbos that Sadi Beis, I gave you the initial Marmakomos. Now, two people go out and perform a Malacha together. Right? Now the Gemara here has a Pasuk, that you're not to be Chayiv for that. But there are a lot of different configurations, no? A lot of different cases. No? How dependent am I on you, and you are mine? I could do it, you can't. The only way we can do it is together. Each one of us could do it independently. Right? Those are three tziurim that the Gemara has, and Dav Tzadi Beis. And I'll tell you a very, very critical issue. What is the context of our Gemara, Dav Gimel? Hotsa, Malach HaShabbos. Shabbos. What's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes? The Ikra Dalet? Not Shabbos. Basos is talking about a Chiyuv Chatos. When are you Chayiv Chatos? This whole halacha of our Gemara, Shnayim Shosu, is this true b'chol Torah kula? Is this true when it comes to any Chiyuv Chatos? Is it only true when it comes to Shabbos? Like when exactly is this halach in force, and what exactly does it mean? Now, we touched in earlier sugyas on the concept of misayaya, no? I have a hand in your malacha. Sometimes the Gemara just dismisses it. Beitza chapeiz. Misayaya is in wamamish. And sometimes, malchus tavchav, misayaya is loke. Sometimes the Gemara says, misayaya means you get malchus daraisa. And sometimes the Gemara says, Misayaya, forget about it, it's Ein Bo Mamish. Like, and here we have a Ptur of Shnayim Shasu. So you have to work on it. How does all this fit? When does Misayaya get Malkas Darais? I say, you're a player. When do I say, oh, you know what, I understand, not great, but your role was so insignificant that, you know, you're not setting yourself up for any onus at all? And what then is the nature of this halacha of the Gemara? The Shnayim Shasu is considered to be that which is potter, right? When does it apply? So start with the sugya, and I'm running under Makaros, right? The sugya Makos Nafchav, Beis Nafchav Beis, and I'm running Hashem Sunday other Makaros as well, just in terms of to what extent this halach of our Gemara is B'chol HaTarakula, certainly surim, or maybe an extreme position, even though it's true that the pasuk is only talking about B'chol Chatos, but this is uniquely true when it comes to Dinei Shabbos, because the malachas machshavas hasvata, but maybe it doesn't apply to other areas of.